Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply spicy or mild. Spicy or mild. Now, if you've ever gone to a Mexican restaurant, you've had this question asked to you, I'm sure, many times, and they may have been referring to the salsa or the guacamole or the entree that you were about to eat. And if you were conservative, you chose the mild. You wanted that dish that did not shock your palate. You said, give me the mild. But if you're adventurous, you said, no, bring me the spiciest food you've got. You wanted spicy salsa, spicy guacamole. You wanted your entree to be spicy, and you already knew what was going to happen. That spicy food was going to make your nose run a little bit. It was going to make your eyes water. It was going to make you rush for that drink because you knew that that spicy food was going to create actions as well as reactions. Well, in business, my friends, we have a choice to be spicy or mild. We can be average. We can be politically correct. We can be mediocre. We can be delicate. We can be mild, or we can be spicy. We can be that adventurous individual that everybody wants to follow, that people say, I want to get behind this individual, join their team, buy their products and their services. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that if given the choice between spicy or mild, always choose spicy as it pertains to your business. In our SPICE acronym, we're going to outline 5 key components that allow us to add more spice to our entrepreneurial endeavors. That S reminds us of the importance of standing out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to stand out. Remember, nobody follows the status quo of following the particular standard and blazing the common trail. No. People want to be behind the person that stands out. Well, in business, the question is always posed, how do I stand out? In such a crowded space where social media has billions of people on it and it's hard to separate yourself, what do you do to stand out? Well, I'm going to talk about what we do to stand out in person as opposed to what we do to stand out online. First, my friends and neighbors, let me recommend cards. Stand out with your business card. Don't get a mild card that has that plain white paper with the black lettering and it's not double-sided. Don't do that, because people then will take your card, they'll write on the back of it stuff that has nothing to do with your business. They'll clean their fingernails with it. They'll even throw it in the trash because the card doesn't mean anything. No, my friends, get a spicy card, one that stands out. Anyone that's ever gotten my business card can agree that I've got a spicy card. It stands out. It's plastic. You can't write on the back of it. It looks good. You're not going to throw it in the trash. You're going to keep it and put it in a special place because that card stands out. I challenge you to use that as your first method of standing out. Then the next one, you want to also stand out with your clothes. Now, with this, I'm not asking you or recommending that you go buy a brand new wardrobe or go throw all the clothes you've got in your closet in the trash. No, my friends, there are ways that you can stand out with your clothing whereby when people see you, they recognize you. I know a salesman, a good friend of mine, and he wears a bow tie everywhere he goes, and everybody knows him for his unique and colorful bow ties. It doesn't matter what he's got on. He's got a bow tie on. Every single day, you're going to see it. Well, it's a way that he stands out. I know another young lady. She's also a dynamite executive, and she's known for every day for wearing a red scarf around her neck and red shoes on her feet. Red scarf, red shoes. No matter what outfit she has on, no matter what she's wearing, she's always going to have the red shoes and red scarf. People know her based on that. She stands out as a result of it. People may not know exactly what she does, but when they describe her, they can say, yeah, she'll always have on red shoes and a red scarf. What are you doing to stand out, even with your attire? When people see you, do they know you're an entrepreneur just by looking at you? Are your clothes captivating enough to make a person say, let me go talk to that person and find out what they do? The other way you stand out, my friends, the most inexpensive of all of the ones we mentioned, is in conversation. The news stands out in conversation because as soon as you turn on the news, they're going to tell you something that catches your attention. 17 people were killed in an accident today in one of the most gruesome crimes we've seen in a long time. Flip on another channel, a plane crashed this afternoon and all the passengers died. I mean, the news is going to hit you hard with that conversation. What is your conversation? Are you hard-hitting with your conversation? Is it big? Is it bold? Is it beautiful? Are you encouraging individuals to join your team based on how powerful your words are? Don't take the average word. Use the sensational words, the fascinating words, the adjectives that captivate people's attention. Extraordinary, one of a kind, nothing like it. You won't find it. This is the best, the greatest, the biggest, the brightest. Don't be afraid to make the bold statements and the bold claims as long as you can back them up. So the first way to be spicy, my friends and neighbors, is we've got to stand out. How? With our clothes, our cards, and our conversation. That next component in our SPICE acronym, the P, reminds us that we must pursue. Pursue what? New team members, new customers, new products, new services, new ways to win. See, the mild business person wants all the customers to come beat down his door or her door. That's the one that says, listen, they've got my number. I'm not going to beg them. I've already asked them once. If they don't want to do it, that's okay. The spicy doesn't do that. The spicy pursue. The spicy are aggressive. They follow the three R's. I always call it resourcefulness, relentlessness, and responsibility. See, the spicy say, let me find a new way to attract my customers. I'm going to be resourceful. Think about it. If you're traveling to your destination and the highway is shut down, you're going to be resourceful. You're going to find another route. Your GPS is going to tell you an alternate way to go. We're resourceful in everything we do. If your favorite dress has a spot on it, that's all right. You're going to be resourceful and you're going to find something to cover up that spot. Whether it's another jacket, whether it's a scarf, you're going to find something. We are always resourceful when it comes to things that we want to do. So we have to also be resourceful when it comes to pursuing new clients and new team members. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to find a new way if your current way is not working. Don't just give up and quit and say, oh, I can't do it. No, we got to pursue. Then we also have to be relentless. That means that we never stop. I knew a young lady one time who averaged selling 30 Kirby vacuum cleaners every single month. I was in college when I met her, and she would knock on 50 doors every single day. Maybe 15 people wouldn't be home. That'd only give her 35 opportunities, but 35 opportunities, she knew that she was going to close one deal a day, and she sold 30 Kirby vacuum cleaners every single month at an average price of $1,500 a vacuum. Now, if this person can get out and lug this heavy equipment, this female knocking on doors and going on doors, what does that say about us and our ability to be relentless? My friends and neighbors, we want to be relentless, and I'll ask you, I'll challenge you, are you relentless enough? Have you stopped just because you heard a few people say no? Are you continuing to go, realizing that sooner or later, you're going to find that diamond in the rough, that golden nugget in the grass that's going to help explode and take you to a brand new level? Finally, when you pursue responsibly. Don't make false statements. Don't say things you can't back up or things that don't exist. You don't have to fabricate it, my friends and neighbors. You can tell it like it is. So pursue responsibly. There are enough people who are like the story the way the story is, and without any additional things being added to or taken away. They'll like the story the way it is. Be responsible when you recruit. Only make claims that you can back up. Only offer things that you're willing to give for real. Only say that you're going to do the things that you're actually going to do. Then last but not least, this is the last one we'll get to today, that I in our SPICE acronym reminds us that the spicy always ignore. Yes, my friends, the spicy ignore. The spicy ignore criticism from their friends and their family, their coworkers, their neighbors, their loved ones, and their friends. The spicy have a diligent focus. They've got their mindset on what they want to accomplish, and they're going to do that. See, the difference in the jungle between the predator and the prey is that that lion, that tiger, that bear, they're predators. But why are they predators? You can tell by looking at them. Their eyes are in the center of their head, which means they have strong direct vision and very poor peripheral vision. They don't see what's around them. They only see what's in front of them. Whereas the prey, you know, the antelope, the zebra, they have eyes on the side of their head, which means that they see everything around them but have a very difficult time focusing. When you are pursuing, when you are ignoring, my friends and neighbors, when you're spicy, your eyes are straight ahead. You're looking on nothing but what's in front of you. You're laser beam and you're focused on what you're ready to attack and overcome. My friends, I challenge you, when you have the choice between spicy or mild, choose spicy every time as it pertains to your business. Now listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, I can guarantee you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.